power that made this show what this show is, the email segment. And we will read your emails and turn it over to the one and only, the Four Horsemen, the man with the plan, the Four Musketeers. He's the one and only out of Louisiana. He's the main man, Hollywood Alex.
Yeah, and we're back giving you another show with the email. God help us all. That's all I gotta say. So, without further ado, we're gonna get on these emails. We know that that's what you wanna hear. Wanna know why? Because you participate. You, the listener. You, the FUI. We do this for you because you do that for us. I don't even know what I just said, but whatever. All right. Listener email. Keyball and Juz Z. Okay. My partner is alarmed and upset with me because I like to go to break fast. I like to go to break fast. Two words. At the hotel.
What?
At the hotel? That got free breakfast? There's hotels like Marriott, which is spelled capital MARRYYOTT, and Hilltown that got the free breakfast. I see it. This dude is ridiculous. I see it as a way to save money in the high South Hole. The high South Hole. You keep more re-services in the state, but what is he talking about? I take the offspring in the morning. What?
Oh, God.
I take offspring in the morning before I take them to school for breakfast at the hotels. What's wrong with that? It ain't, isn't like I go to the same main ones every day? I don't get why she tripping, my G's. You tell me, then I tell you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Daquan in Cleveland. Daquan, I don't know what you're saying. That's the point.
Oh, God.
That's the whole point. I don't know what you said this entire email. I have no idea what you're talking about. So you know what that was? That was about a 2-minute waste of my time. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't know anything. We don't know. What is a hotel? Is that a story told by a hooker?
And break fast. What's a break fast mean? Is that a car break
that
those things?
Yeah, that means you when you stop at the drop of a dime. Like, let's just say you're running a race, you understand? And for no apparent reason, you just
break fast.
You stop to the point where you throw your skeleton out your body. That's breaking fast, I suppose. That's right, I suppose. I don't say anything about I know, because I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I suppose.
In the moaning, like you having sex, my man. In the moaning,
what? Then he said, "I take the offspring in the moaning before I take them to school for breakfast at the hotels."
Are you too short? Are you too short, fool? These are the hotels I tell so well. Do, 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 do. You too short,
You totally failed on that email.
Ball is terrible. Then the names Keyball and Just Z. Really?
Why?
Daquan, you're terrible. Daquan.
That blew me away.
And Everett Day, like, I'm the main ones. Everett, who the hell's Everett Day, my man?
Everett Day, yeah. What? Dude. Anyway, okay. On to our next email. This ought to be interesting. Okay? Kirk Linen Dollar. See, we're already there. Yesterday, me and Fiend, really? Me and Fiend was decorating the kitchen house room for a party. A kitchen house room?
Oh, God.
It will ask kissed of me, what if I knew how to spill, if I knew how to spill F-U-I? Wow. I told, I think F-U-I is some letters in place of others' letters. I didn't know for sure. We were kind of busy checking through it. If y'all, can y'all tell us how to spill F-U-I properly? To see if we is co-erect. Co-erect. I think it's the letter for letter. Ramon at CC's Pizza. And you wonder why you're at CC's Pizza.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I used to call CC's the bootleg Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Where they got that little game room. Over at CC's, you get the buffet, and they have like three games over there that you can play.
Yes.
I'm not talking about Mr. Gaddis. CC.
Or before it was Chuck E. Cheese, Showbiz Pizza. Or Discovery Zone.
Showbiz was, dude. Showbiz was the freaking bomb. First of all, they were the first. I remember my first time going to Showbiz Pizza in Oaklawn, Illinois. Many moons ago, they had just opened the place. And I think it had only been open for 2 weeks. And a friend of mine had a birthday party over there. I will never forget it. Because it was so different than what we had ever seen. It was almost like being at a little amusement park. In a building that had shows. Because they had it all. They had rides in there. They had the little pool full of plastic balls. They had skee-ball. They had the basketball hoops. They had everything that you would find at a carnival. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They had the tickets where you can go and purchase things. They had all that. And we were just like, wow. Video games, like the video games that they have at these places now, is garbage. Like, they had a full-on arcade. You know what I'm saying? We'll never see that again. And then Chuck E. Cheese came out. The thing about Chuck E. Cheese was that Chuck E. Cheese in Chicago, Chuck E. Cheese had a bigger building than Showbiz had. That was about it. But as far as entertainment, we all knew it was a cheap imposter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't as fun as Showbiz was. It was just bigger. Now, the reason that I went there is because, apparently, talking about Showbiz Pizza was far more interesting than reading your email.
Exactly. In Hollywood. I'm going to tell you something. What I do, I go to a random mall that are dead and get me some Sbarro's Pizza. Stuffed Supreme and garlic bread.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they have a Sbarro at my mall. The mall that we have in Lafayette, Louisiana, it's an old mall. It's been open since the 70s. Okay? Now it's more like a swap meet because the concept of the mall is closing. So they have a Sbarro's still. And it's still good.
Yes, it is. I had some Sbarro's today.
Yes.
South Lake Mall, yeah. Mount Zion Boulevard in Atlanta. Thank you so much, Mauro Jordan. Great.
Yes. Sbarro's pizza was the bomb. I don't care what nobody say. It was almost like the essence of every great American mall when it came to the food court. You know what I'm saying? It was like if you didn't have a Sbarro in your mall wasn't really a mall. It was a swap meet where people were cooking chicken. You know what I'm saying? And eating barbecue outside like they would do at a place like Big T's Bazaar in Dallas. Big-ass mall, but it's a swap meet. You can tell it's a swap meet from what they have on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stores are separated by curtains. Okay. Enough of that. All right, here we go. Jeez. It only goes downhill from here. That's a promise. Yeah. Wait till I read the name though. This one's gonna kill you. Mustard.
What?
Mustard and Shiggly D Nice Excellent.
What?
He called you mustard. What? What's the correlation?
They ain't no one near boss mustard. Nowhere near.
He said, Shiggly D Nice. Excellent. Okay, man. Whatever. I'm going to read this email. Check this out. It was this thick, fine thing that I had intended interest rate. What in the hell? It was a thick, fine thing that I had intended interest rate in. We in same vicinity as each other. One suburb, two suburb.
Spell suburb correctly. Oh my god.
That fool said suburb. SUBVERB.
Wow.
I'm tired. We're messaging each other on the messaging app. Okay. Zoo.
What?
Zoo. After massaging, we massaging each other on the. After massaging for a little while, I make my move. I see you about moving the truck out to see about getting it. What is he talking about? To see about getting it in, move from the massage app to a Dayate?
He can't spell date. Oh my God.
If you're not aware, a Dayate is when you look at the numbers on the numbers paper and pick one to say, yay me, and you gotta do aim some sun thing. Is this thing Asian?
Wow.
So I asked for Dayate. Or day eight, whatever, and number, and thick piece told me, T-O-E-D, told me that he only Dayate customers, or day eight customers, and clients. I'm going to say it's day eight. Day eight. I ain't never heard of that before. That ain't sin. Right. That ain't sin. S-I-N-T-E. Have you heard of that before? That ain't sense, is it? No, it's not sense. As a matter of fact, nothing that was said in this whole email is sense. Since you wrote it.
Wow.
Hey, that's by Mar Diesel in Memphis. Maybe throw my damn phone down.
Huh? It is ass whoop.
Yes.
Mar Diesel. What's like the damn bootleg wrestler's name?
Huh?
It's like a bootleg wrestler name, Mar Diesel.
Right. Mar Diesel. Or like you could play in Fast and Furious 112. Jeez, man. There goes another one. Rise Do Eddie and Axe Negro.
What? Come on, what? Really?
It's ridiculous. Rise Do Eddie and Axe Negro. I got the story for you. I ain't no F.U.I. though. I'm smarter than everybody. I'm sure. I'm out there at this nice Italian restaurant with this Central American piece I've been dealing with. I got you. The piece, kind of native, what, came from a tent village now in this country working to send dollars back to Grant and Mammy back home. One issue we have is, well, he came off good at first. Wow. Okay. In this country, we're going to send dollars back to Grant Mommy back home. Okay, got that. One issue we have is bathing. Bathing or bathing? Back home, they bath once a week. It's getting bad. Sometimes that cat be flaming my nose. In addition, for some reason, hands, feet will be bitten and licked. What? Back to a Titan spot. She Ray Dome Lee Bell. From the table to sniff and lick what, which happened more than I cafe to admit. But this time she found a dude from her country that liked that mess. Her and I broke up and now the other dude has moved. This complication is that she's pregnant. I don't know if they baby is mine or this new dude from their country. How do I proceed? What would you all do? Well, first of all, number one, I wouldn't have sent an email like this because it sounds stupid. Well, it kind of made sense at the beginning, man, but you went left like in the middle. And then at the end, you start to make sense again. Pick a struggle. Which one is it going to be? Are you going to sound like an idiot or are you going to make sense?
Exactly. He told us he wanted to F-U-I, but she also he is.
He said, right, he said he wasn't an F-U-I. He's smarter than that. Apparently not. Damn. Shit. That's like freaking... That's like being sold a damn dream. Like, it looks like one thing, and then when you get towards the middle, it's something totally different. Well, that was Deshaun in Texas. No kidding. I used to talk about Texas all the time. I lived there. As a matter of fact, we started this show while I was living there. I used to do the show in my car. It's the only quiet I can get from those FUIs out there. Okay. Here's another listener email. Arthur and Brandon. I'm doing my own thing. Love always has a way of bad timing. So does a period or a comma, apparently. Ever since looked into her eyes again, tell me if she wanted me to give her all time. I wanted to make good for her because she blows
my mind. That's groove theory, tell me, that motherfucker. That's groove theory, tell me. That's the hook groove theory, tell me. He's tight.
That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I went to a class reunion and ran into a female who I didn't have a thing for when we was in school, but since the last two reunions, I'm looking like this, the one. Which is probably the most intelligible thing you said thus far. She no kids, I no kids, here we go. I go with her fee times and it seems like she friend zoning me. She should. Then she won't refer to me as my new first name stage. What? But my previous first name. What? And the classmates on the same crap. What? That's three whats. You're almost out. On top of that, she don't want kids, so I'm just disheartened and dejected. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love, TKO.
Oh my God.
Am I right or wrong? Well, I think you're an idiot. I'm not even getting to your situation because I don't give a shit. You're just dumb. Especially for that last line. What the hell were you thinking? Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm freaking dead. All right. Here we go. Darren and Sammy. I don't know who they are. Brothers, I tell you what, it's a short, thick, red bone booty out of this world at my job.
Okay.
I know it's at my job, but damn, I want her. We got a good reporter. Idiots. With each other. You got a good reporter, huh? So you got somebody reporting whatever y'all talk about every time y'all talk about it. And putting it on the news, apparently. All right. We conversate and stuff. In addition, I put a smile on her face.
Okay.
I'm sure you do, because you're putting a smile on my face here, but it's not because of the email. Because you're an idiot with or without it. Okay. Every little thing I do, she's on my mind.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
What's up with the damn lyric?
Oh my God.
Anyway, should I make the move or what? It's tearing me up. Don and Macon. That was just stupid.
We've heard Groove Theory, Teddy Pendergrass, the deal in our FBI report, and then we've heard Soul Green.
That's ridiculous. Why? Why would you do that?
Why are we putting song lyrics in emails? I don't get that.
They always coming up with something new and something idiotic to do. Like, that's just the thing to do. Okay, here's where it's about to get good. Okay. Boston, Hollywood. I had an issue where I had begun dating this woman, and we hit off good, even looking at building something for a future. So after our three date, we went to a club after having dinner and movie. We had drinks and whatnot, and we get in the car. I'm sucking on her D chest. She went like she's chasing TLC's waterfalls. I'm fingering that cat like no other. I'm thinking, ooh, baby, we got to get her home with me tonight. Uh-oh.
Foxy Brown, get home tonight. I know what that song is.
It's ridiculous. Middle of trip to my house, while en route the liquor wears off, she accused me of trying to take advantage of her. She's like, I want to go with you, baby, and I want to give it to me, baby, in the club parking garage. She said that was liquor talking, and then revealed that she has had past rape trauma. At that point, I decided never to see her again because I don't want to catch a charge, but it was the liquor talking, or she changed her mind that is no longer consensual. She She's attacking in various ways on social media, and my text since I ghosted her. Do you blame me? She's dangerous. She needs to heal again. She needs to heal before she tries to date again. Marcus St. Louis. Yeah, you're right. Even though you sound like a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? You got the name right, but then you start going left. They start quoting freaking lyrics. Here we go. Stupid. But you have a point. You know what I'm saying? You need to let her go on about her business. Because she does need to heal, whatever the case may have been, because she's going to take that out on you, and you're going to be the next.
That's scary, so, though.
Head for the hill. Head for the, huh?
That's scary, hill, right there.
That is scary. No. So, if you're listening, Mark in St. Louis, you need to head for the damn hill.
Run away. That's
scary. Oh, very fast. Very fast. Usain Bolt your ass out of there. All right. Mark in Hollywood.
Dude. You fucking shit me.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, the chick from the east side blocked me the other day. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrilled and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give you part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn near broke my phone when I noticed I was blocked from seeing her wall. I'm so thrilled and I don't know what to do but to give you part two of my confessions. It's this chocolate thing I met from Chicago. Saw her in a singles group on Facebook. Sent a friend request. Sent her number. Sent her message. Swap numbers and all that jazz. Should have known something was wrong when I had only been talking her 2 days and she asked me for some money. Then 2 days later, she asked me for some lunch money. Nigga, who was you dating? A high schooler? Y'all in high school?
Wow.
Some lunch money. Kind of crap. Okay. We eventually got to the point where we had 4 dates and we did the business and stuff. It's with the business. But after the 4th date and late night business session, she asked me for $100. I told her I didn't have it. I did. But after that, the conversation got drier and shorter. And then one day I look up, I'm blocked on social media and I'm blocked on the phone. I truly didn't do nothing to deserve that. These are my confessions. As I sit down from a spinning headache, just when I thought I said all I can say, the chick from the east side blocked me the other day. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrilled and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give you part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, you know the rest of the damn story. Your thoughts, Alan in Tallahassee. Stop listening to Usher, dumbass.
Exactly.
He's not going to help you.
Why did you send that email, Alan? Please. I get your point, Alan, but why did you have to bookmark it with Usher or book it with Usher? Why?
I don't have any idea. I'm just saying that was ridiculous.
But I get his point about not going to give him no more money. But did, so
I can see that. Here's my thing. I'm pretty sure he knows exactly what must transpire from here on out. But I'm just tripping out on the damn Usher lyrics. I can't get past that.
Actually, remixed lyrics for his own situation too. He remixed it.
It's not like I'd be lying if I said black folks don't do that. Black folks do that all the time. They be singing lyrics and then they attest that to some memory that they had or whatever the case may be. I guess that's what it's supposed to do. But this right here, yeah, it's a problem.
Yes.
Carlos and Ross. It's definitely a situation that you probably don't understand, but I like feet. Okay. I like feet a lot. My woman only got 8 feet, not the regular 10 feet? What? She have accident and lose feet. She lose feet, but the feet are crusty. I need better feet out of her. She cool, but her feet trash. Guidance needed. You need psychological help.
No, he means toes, not feet.
That fool said my woman only got 8 feet, not the regular 10 feet. Okay. Whew. Sam and Jason. Listen up, Chief. I was dealing with a woman that I met at the winery, and we hit it off. Okay. Went on a few dates, 3 to be exact. On the third one, she brought a third wheel, a chick from her church, and asked me to pay for the chick from church. I did it because I felt like I was in a no-win situation, so I chose the lesser of two evils since I'm trying to secure her as my lady. Okay? I was also waiting for her to suggest a date and pay for it. Never happened. I started to not text first in the morning, and it rarely happened where she took the initiative. Okay, I understand. I decided to make a play to get a resolution, so she stated that she would only like to be friends. I stated that I would not only like to only be friends. I don't pay for dates with women that I'm only friends with. Gotcha. She's asked, what's wrong in being platonic friends? At that point, I knew I had a live one. I just had to pull all the way back. She stated she just came off of a bad divorce and bad relationship. If that's the case, why even waste my time? Look at here, Chiefs. My position is I ain't dating just to date. I ain't spending no money. If I'm not getting box, I don't mind paying for a few dates without box. I'll be damned that if I'm going to be sucker paying for dates from the friend zone. This chick's wild, Tony in Brooklyn. And you know what, Tony in Brooklyn? I really have not, out of the little mistakes that I found in your email, I really have nothing bad to say about your email. I can actually read it. And I'm 100% with you. Absolutely, a friend is a friend. Okay? You pay for a friend's meal at your own discretion, but you should not have to feel obligated to pay for anybody's meal who is not actually with you. She wants to be in a friend zone, fine dandy, but you're going to pay for your own goddamn meal. Okay? You gonna buy that motherfucking sandwich out of your own money because you ain't using mine. See? And that's a friend zone for you.
Yeah, and I still don't bring a third wheel, put him in a bad position, knowing he can't really say no. We could have said no, it would have costed me. It would have. Now we know he should have said no, but he thinking he had a chance.
That's why she played the cards that way. That's why she did it. She did it because she knew she could do it. She knew he wasn't going to say nothing about it because he was trying to get with her. But for you to even do that is just flat out bogus.
Do you want to just still date you and just be friends?
That's probably where I would have moved the line. What did you say?
And then she wants you just to be date you and still be just friends and still have dates? Come on, what are you doing that, bitch?
Right. Like, that's crazy. That is crazy. What the hell is she thinking? Okay. Well, at least we got one.
Yes. One.
That was a bad email at all. Like, that actually went somewhere. But he's in Brooklyn. Tony in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You can email us again, but don't get out of line.
Exactly.
All right. Boston, Hollywood. This stuff, wow, yo. So me and this chick meet on the gram. she a year older than me, but the unique thing is, yo, both of us kidless.
Okay.
Her schedule is dumb stupid. My schedule is dumb stupid. We both travel and stuff for work, but we would chat and talk in the evenings after work. We went on some dates, some nice, well-thought ones, but after the last date, it was going to be 20 days before we see each other due to our schedules. From the last date we went on, we both got sick with something. We don't know what, but it was something. Our conversation began to fade, and we wasn't talking at night like he used to, so I just put it out there, are still on for our date. She said, no, he wasn't. She said that she doesn't want to date. She just wants to focus on herself, and that she hopes that I find a woman destined for me, but that she enjoyed our dates and conversations. This BS, if I ever heard of such, BS like this is why so many women are single, but they want to claim it ain't no good men out here, but they push away the ones that are. Get the hell on. I wish I never met her at all. I wish I had a thing for her, but she disrespected me. Travis in Houston.
He sneak in Carl Thomas on the low.
Yeah, he did. But that's okay. You know, but that's okay. That's okay. Want to know why? Because the email was decent. It wasn't a bad email. It sounds like a damn teenager with the slang and shit, but the email wasn't bad. Okay?
I can agree with him. I mean, damn, like...
I agree with him. I agree with him as well. Would you say something? Go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like this, bro. Like, look, man, like, how do you start a project with somebody? Then also, I give you a pullback in the entire... You say, but obviously she expressed to him she wanted something more, right? Well, thought out dates, conversation at night, working on his schedules, chatting, you know, being consistent, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, she changed all his ass, which tell me, brother Travis, she probably met some Jody on the road somewhere. She met her somewhere on the road. You got to show him the stick, my brother. But I do agree with you. There are good men out here, but women, for whatever reason, their problems pushed them away. And they didn't want to cry foul. They can't find nobody to treat them right. So I get you.
Right. I get that, too. I get it, too. And I'm with them 100%. You know, I mean, my thing is, you know, if this is something that you really don't want, just don't waste my time.
Yes.
Because in the grand scheme of things, that's the most important thing I have.
Yes.
I might need whatever time I spent, I might need that at the end. You understand what I'm saying? And you just taking that from me. You know, if we're going to do it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And be serious about what you're talking about. If not, man, let's be an adult. Let's be adults about it. You don't want to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But tell me that shit in the beginning. If that's how you really feel, you can spare my feelings because I'm going to be fine. What I'm not going to be fine about is you wasting my damn time. You know, trying to go on a date and you don't want to even, man, get out of here.
And what is Hollywood, too? This is an unspoken thing. Some women just want attention and to be showered with affection, but don't want to give you any return.
Right.
That's the unspoken, you know, little layer here that when dating and getting to know somebody is sometimes they just want some attention. And they use the allure of the cat to suck you in, give them this attention and some affection that they ain't getting from either their main dude, their side dude, whoever dude that they want to be with. They find it from you. You're the attention. You give them that emotional feeling they ain't getting from any other people. You're feeling a void. Sometimes
right.
You gotta realize who's just avoid the look. And you get caught in that shuffle, that struggle. So
yeah, because here's the thing. They're trying to find the perfect man through a bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They got one that does A. They got one that, you know, very emotionally. They got one that might be knocking it down. You know what I'm saying? But they're not gonna commit to you. So, just don't waste your time. All right. Good email from Travis in Houston. Here we go. Montel and Huggy. Montel and Huggy. The old holy heifer and I were... The old holy heifer?
Wow.
And wait till she gets her hands on you. But the old holy heifer and I were talking for a while. You know, I always had contact her for the... First, for the most part, unless she wanted something from Grubhub or Instacart. I decided to fall back to see if there was real interest besides what I could do for her. Was I getting wet? Yeah, but I value myself more than that. Okay. She got tired of being on TikTok and Snapchat all day, but not hit me up unless she wants something. She hit me up a couple times asking for something. I ignored her. She was like, what's wrong with you? I ignored that because it was obvious she couldn't see she had turned me off. Yeah. I eventually just blocked her on everything. Then the idiot comes to my job causing a ruckus and got me written up. I think she wronged my job even wronger for writing me up. What's my options? Dang. Well, number one, don't quit your job, man. Or if they doing you like that, hit them where it hurts.
Do them.
You understand? They wrote you up for nothing. That goes on your record. Your work record. Or whatever kind of paper trail they have over there. And you didn't even do nothing just because she came to your job and was being herself.
Yeah. I didn't cause that problem. She did that. I didn't invite her up here. Then you might ask me, Jacoby, how did she know where you work at? Well, we was talking and dating, so she knew where I worked at, but that's not my fault. I should get rid of somebody else's actions.
Right. So what y'all write me up for? Call the police. I'm the damn victim.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but man, you need to skip that chick. Before she mess you up on some get out type, have you in a sunken place.
Yeah, and furthermore, it kind of back to that last email, be able to pick up that he was her food dude. Now, she was giving him some because he was getting her food and stuff, but she started to roll for them. She started to roll for the old lady, old holy helper, as he called it.
Yeah, she get naked from nachos.
And I feel you, Jacoby. I hate when somebody call me when they want something.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. Having a long conversation with you over the phone just to ask for $5.
Yeah, or order me something from Popeye's or Uber Eats. Or get me some Instacart for me. Give me some water, some ribs, some tail salad. Give me some tenders from Pueblo.
Like, man, where the hell did this come from? We was just talking about going to a movie.
Yeah, like, I bet if you want something, get to your point, really. Later you wait to get to your point, it'll be worse for you.
Damn.
Tell me up front what
you want. Where did the pay a bill come from?
Exactly. You would also hate to...
I was going on a damn date. Where is this pay? What is this pay? I need my light bill paid shit.
You know, another bad one wake up to a text of like, can I get insert dollars for this and I'll pay you back? Can you... when you wake up to that crap, when you probably look at your phone, like, crusting your eyes, like, damn, like, for real? Like, for real? I started my day, you asked me for some damn money? For real?
I mean, for real. I mean, before I even hear hi.
Like, damn.
Man, I need a bill that needs to be... What happened to hello?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm Jacoby, I'm with you, Jacoby. Sorry about that, brother.
It's okay, I understand, man. It's... Oh, we got another one. Okay. Eric and William. I'm friends with this chick. I kind of like her. She currently in a bad marriage, heading for a divorce, but still there. She also has an awkward situation with her pastor. We talk when we can. She's expressed she wants to have my baby.
What?
She is real naive. She's so churchy that she can't see reality. Like, she gave her pastor a $100 gift card, and now she's shocked. He thinks she like him. She's been flirting back just to mess with him. I don't get it, but she doing what she do. Now that she found out her husband cheated on her with a chick out of town, but now he's starting shape up since she wants to leave now. She just a mess. I'm losing interest as I see her lack the street smarts to navigate her boat. Should I stay in and help, or should I bail? I'm trying to be there waiting when the smoke clears, but I don't know now. Grand Carolina. What's going on here?
A lot's going on. Let's not unpack right there.
Like that. I mean, it's almost like the traumatization is making them write legible paragraphs.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually can understand this.
Exactly. It's like it actually makes some kind of sense to me.
Right. It doesn't sound like utter gibberish. Okay.
It smells very layered, though. Very layered.
He said that she expressed she wants to have my baby.
That's odd.
That's just... Like, to me, that's just strange as is. Like, she wants to have your baby?
Yeah. While she's married still. I was going, like, really? Y'all have that kind of talk? She's still married? But okay.
You understand? That's kind of strange. But, you know. She's churchy. And she gave her pastor a $100 gift card. I got a problem with that. But now she's shocked. That she found her husband cheated on her with a chick out of town. So now she's starting to shape up. And she want to, okay. Yeah, she's a mess, all right. She got a lot going on. I don't know. Maybe he ought to bail.
I'm thinking do a half miss. Just watch it. Still talk to her, but just kind of watch, see how the fence grows. He ain't doing nothing yet. He just kind of watch it from afar. Just kind of monitor it from afar. Kind of see if it shapes up on her end. Maybe once the divorce file jump in, but if you do jump in, she got some problems.
Yeah.
Because she could be a wholesome church woman, but sometimes them church women who do lack street smarts and naive are hard to deal with. Because I feel like sometimes in Hollywood, church is not really in reality. Like,
right,
sometimes
right.
Faith does not come from reality, okay? And I get my Christian friends and my church friends talk about my lack of faith, though. I'm real.
Right. Yes.
Because
I always say, I don't, like, when me and my wife have these conversations, I always often say that here it is, we have two churches arguing over whose belief is true. Now, that all within itself doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because how do you argue a belief with a belief? The only thing that trumps a belief is facts. Now, if somebody did some research, you know, and got their facts straight, that's the only thing that can trump a belief. But you can't argue a belief with a belief because they're both beliefs. You understand? And beliefs aren't necessarily true or accurate. They got people that believe in the tooth fairy. Okay? Now, how many times have you seen a little fairy come and grab a tooth from under your pillow?
Never.
And that's what that is.
Exactly. And if we're being real about it, all these religions out here are remixes of what? African spirituality from Egypt. It's a remix. All these cultural religions are a remix on what the Romans do together to get everybody on board to go with their program. If you read some history.
Right.
Like, I ain't trying to shove nobody's belief in the Bible and your belief in your faith, but it starts in Africa. Oh, really? And if there's so many different Bibles, so how you tell me yours is correct?
Right, and on top of that, there are so many. There are over 3,600 sects of the S-E-C-T. That means group. So many groups within the Christian faith who believe each other are wrong. How do you know which one is the right one? You know what I'm saying? They all believe a different doctrine within the doctrine. So how do you really know which one is right? You know what I'm saying? It's gotten to the point where they done dropped the denominations and now they just all call themselves believers.
Whew. Yes. So
that should give you some background.
Yes. And I do find Hollywood, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to date people who are too churchy myself.
Me neither.
I ain't on it.
Me neither.
Because if you got to quote to me a Bible verse always coming with God, tell me you hide something. What do you hide?
Right.
You use religion as a way to soften you up. It's a touch point. That don't work on me. Sorry.
And you know what? A lot of times, it's almost as if they don't carry their own logic. You know what I'm saying? It's always something involving the book or the verses or scriptures, but it's never their own logic or thought process, which can be disturbing at times. Sometimes you just want to hear somebody's true thoughts, you know, what they're thinking themselves.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But instead, you get a whole bunch of quoted Bible. I don't need to hear you. I know the scriptures. I don't need to hear you quote them. I want to hear your true thoughts about the situation.
Yes. And, like, I don't mean to be rude, but, like, it's like this. Like, you know, some people, not to bring it up to COVID and anti-vax, not vax, but a lot of people die from I'm afraid of my God. I have faith in my God. I think you live in a box. And I was right about that. Like, if for you, for faith people, why do you think that God made doctors and have science and why they skip you? Because if you tell me you don't want a vaccine, fine. But when grandma breaks her hip or sugar too high, why don't you to the yardie? I thought, why don't you pray about that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not some, I have faith. I pray to God. I believe there's a God. But you're not gonna hold me to a doctrine or a book that takes away reality of what's going on in the world today. You know,
right.
I'm not gonna be chained to a book that does not help me right now with what's going on in my face right now. So that's where me and people who are very churchy and religious part ways.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. Totally. Okay. We got two more. I'm gonna go through them. Tommy and Jazz Jackson. What's wrong with having a Saturday Love weekend girl?
Oh God.
I don't have time during the weekends. During the weekdays, I need a weekend girl. I'm being honest. I work 5-10s Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Chicks talking about they don't ways to be the weekend girl or my Saturday love. If I don't work, I can't take them out. Where's the understanding at? Ty Ty in Louisville. Well, where's Alexander O'Neal when you need him?
Oh, the SOS man.
Jeez.
Where's Sherelle at with him?
Ha 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 ha!
Jeez, man.
Why did he even have to, why did he just say what he said about having these two songs? That's all.
Right. Dude, we got the point.
We didn't need Alexander O'Neal or the SOS band to help us make your point. We got it.
Man, dude, like he lost me on. I mean, I was listening to this. I thought he was going somewhere. He went somewhere. It just straight to the top of the 80s R&B charts.
Exactly. Like, come on, FYP, better please.
Gosh. Tricks. That's what that is. That's shenanigans. Now listen to this fool. Okay? I forgot your names. I just know you as the FUI show. I see articles about the show in Atlanta. How is the show in Atlanta? Which one of you is the article person? Where did the article come from? Who made it? And that's Dwight. We're talking about Boss Man here. Boss Man made the article. We're all proud of him, you know what I'm saying? Being put in the spotlight. That's what's up. And maybe you can elaborate on that since you're the subject.
Well, being Dwight, first of all, I start off every segment saying who we are, right?
Of course.
Let me address that part first. How you don't know who I got? How you get our names? That's just troubles me about FUIs. They never get our names.
That's cool. Like, he really wrote that, too. Man, I forgot y'all name. I don't even know who the hell I'm writing to. Exactly. But wait. Even better, who did you send your email to?
Yes. info@bossmanshow.com.
What?
Interesting that you are confused.
Oh, my God.
The email is info@bossmanshow.com.
What are you talking about?
I forgot your names. I know you was the FUI show. I can't get past that.
Right. Like, then it goes, it actually goes from the ridiculous to the sublime instead of vice versa.
Then he goes to, I see articles about the show in Atlanta. How was the show in Atlanta? Well, Hollywood. How long have I been in Atlanta, Hollywood? How long have I been here? Since you've known me, right?
Right.
So, that's self-explanatory, Dwight. Before you was an article person. I mean, if you know my stage name, then you know what show it is. That should be self-explanatory, Dwight. Where did the article come from?
It shows
you where it came from, my man.
What in the hell?
The people who came... You meet Dwight, like, bro, where's your brain at, bro?
Hey, have you been living under a rock?
Like, all these questions are like, bro, like, how about you some, I don't know, deductive reasoning, contest clues, just follow the pattern, like, bro, like, this is remedial.
That's right, it's like, I don't know. What more information, you know, do you want that we haven't given up already?
Like, I don't understand that.
Do you even follow the show?
Like, dude.
Well, we're not the show. Do you even follow that bug? Like, what the hell? You have to have known about it? Shit.
Like, did you say you forgot our names? And then you, like, ask me how to show Atlanta? Like, bruh, the show always been out of Atlanta, bruh. Like, where you been?
Then you're talking about which one of you is the article person? Man, I give up.
If you know my full stage name, then you know who the article was about. Where did it come from? The folks who interviewed me. Who made it? The folks who interviewed me. Like, bro, like, this is like rudimentary, like, bro, like, for real. I think my 4-year-old nephew could understand that concept.
Well, yeah. Wow.
I think my 3-year-old nephew can listen to Tom Hill. And maybe even a 2-year-old. Maybe a 2-year-old. Maybe a 2-year-old.
And that's saying a lot.
Like,
well,
like, bro,
it's been a stretch.
Bro, like, bro, Dwight, I mean, he didn't have any mistakes for his, like, you know, grammar, but his premise. Woo!
He gets the FUI, what the hell are you talking about, award.
Like, how's that possible? Your email is, like, barely correct, but your content is, like, what the fuck, nigga?
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't even, like, where are you at mentally? Like, did you just leave? He must have just left his brain in wherever.
And furthermore, how do you write an email to somebody and say, I forgot your name?
Right. Just like I said, who the hell did you send the email to? Man, who you emailing, man? I don't know.
Well, Hollywood, maybe we uncover something here, Hollywood. Maybe
you know what
I got our names too. Maybe made up names. Maybe that's what's
right.
Going on here.
And he was just honest enough to admit it.
Maybe that's what's been going on all these years. They forgot our names and make them up. But this fool just said it out loud.
We say who, dude? You announced who we are at the beginning of every show.
Yes.
How are y'all getting it wrong? Like, how? Let me give you an example. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Why Do Eddie an ex Negro? Okay. Yeah. You know, they really don't know our names.
But you go to the website and email us though.
That's why I said, who is y'all emailing? Like, where are you? What are you doing? How did you find the website? You gotta know something. Dude,
like,
you know, I'm flabbergasted.
I mean, the shortest email of them all is probably the worst one, based on the premise of it. Like, to just actually email, like I'm going to email you and tell you, I forgot your name.
Right.
I'm going to actually sit down and type an email out and tell you in the top of the email, I forgot your name.
Hey, Hollywood, I forgot who you is. Hey, Hollywood, I forgot your name. What?
I've heard some crazy shit on this show with me. But to actually just outly type and say, I forgot your name. I know,
dude,
we've asked for years where is these names coming from.
Right.
I can respect that more now because at least you made up something.
At least.
This Joker said,
flat out was like, man, look, man, you know, I emailed the show. I don't know who I emailed. I don't even know who I'm talking to. I just hope that I get the answers that I'm looking for. Man, what in the bloody blue blazes?
Bro, that is some wild shit right there.
Man.
That's some wild shit. Like,
that messed me up. Like, that took me out.
Like, I've been doing this, we've been since 2010, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody say they forgot our name.
Dude. I ain't never heard that before. Put something that gives me an idea that you know, but you're doing it on purpose. I'd rather have that.
But this dude trying to make a black with it. Saying in the email, like, I got your name. I know it's after I show.
It's the first thing he put. I just know you as the FUI show. Man. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what we doing? Like, and like I said, he had no grammatical errors. Because he that damn stupid. Never, like, when I meet somebody, I forget their name. I just play it off. I'm sorry. I just have combo with them. I don't know where I forget their name. Like, whatever. I'm not going to actually say it out loud. I just play it off. But I would never email somebody like, I forgot your name. How about this? Just say hello. If you don't know somebody's name, just say hello.
He could have got away with it if he was just simply put, "What's up, brothers?"
Yes. But then he still would have got clowned for being dumb. But it wouldn't be as bad. No clowning. When you start with, "I forgot your name." What? So why would you email somebody whose names you forgot?
Yeah, you totally messed up on that one. I ain't gonna never forget that one. That is just, when I tell you that's beyond me, I mean it.
I mean, I forgot your names.
Anything but that.
like this is for real.
Yeah.
You send an email to people who you names you forgot.
Right, my man.
You couldn't go maybe Google search? FUI report, maybe see who the names were.
Anything.
Who FUI like report, the show pops up on YouTube, other places. Like, this is what you did today, Dwight. For real?
Dude.
Then you asked about the article, how did you, bruh. There's never been no depth shows in Atlanta. It's always been in the town of Atlanta. If you look at my social media, where am I at? Atlanta sporting events. Like, it's kind of explanatory. Like, there's just so many layers to why, bro, Dwight, like, what is wrong with you, bro?
And this is crazy. Like, he can literally look it up on Google.
Literally.
And it'll pull up shows and everything else.
Like, bro, like, brother Dwight, where's your brain at, bro?
Oh, no. He lost.
Man, look. You were like, man, you up there, bro. You like Ariel Escobar lost, bro. You're Devon Starling lost. You're like J.R. Smith lost. You're Wesley Pipes lost. You're Florida Man lost.
Yeah. That's being lost. You ain't never coming back.
Like, how the hell you email a show talking about, I forgot your name? Why'd you email a show then?
Right. Man, keep
you
it.
You that curious?
Dude. I ain't never heard of nothing like that before.
We've been at this almost 13 years. That email takes the cake, because, I mean, this dude actually said he got our name.
Yeah,
we've been called some garbage in our day.
But oh, yes.
At least they came up with something.
Dude.
It wasn't, I forgot your name.
Oh man. What's next?
Wow.
Okay, well, I don't even know what to say after that. I'm just so exasperated. Yeah. Well,
let's wrap up the email. We got time. We're supposed to hold it for. We just got time. But what is your thought on today's 15 email 7,000 that came in since Sunday.
I'll put it this way. You said 15,000?
Yes.
Okay. Those 11 were apparently the best ones that came through.
Correct.
I shudder to think what the other emails were actually about.
Garbage.
Like, if it was the best emails that we received, then the other emails must have been sent in Spanish or something, because we could barely understand the ones that we read. If it wasn't for a couple.
Yes. These were the best of the worst. How about that?
That's a good way of putting it.
And that's not saying very much.
The best of the worst. That's exactly what it was in a nutshell.
Yes.
Because we were bad.
Because what we do here, I present Hollywood with the best of the worst. And that's not saying very much. When this is what the best of the worst is.
And make no mistake about it, they were bad. They were, they were bad. We've seen some bad ones over like this, over our time frame. We've seen some emails that'll make you shake your damn head. And I'm talking about like, what? What is that?
Exactly.
Hey, like, you know, that's what we do.
Really? And then, because Hollywood, they come on my Apple Watch and I skim them off. If it looks semi-decent, I may start and I will go through another process, break it down even more. Like, okay, this is out. It went to left. Like, is this Swahili? No, we ain't doing that. You know?
Nope.
So it's like, I start as one's coming out with Apple Watch, look at this semi-decent. Okay, start that, and I'll go look. Some of them be like, oh, hell no. No.
Yeah.
When I see emails starts off with IEYE, I'm not, no, no.
Oh my God. That's that Hotep shit. Yeah, you can get lost with that.
When I see it, EYE is for IEYE. So,
we're not doing it.
The Sith process is one of a kind. So, I went from 11,000 when it came through. I was seeing them, no, delete. Okay, start that. Okay.
Right.
I had to go through 147 and I start. Did I delete? No. So, to get to the ones you hear on the air, it's a process. The same with the stories, the material. It's a process to get on there.
It's grueling. It's grueling.
I spent Monday,
you gotta prepare yourself
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, going through these emails and stories.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You literally have to prepare yourself for what the hell you're reading.
Yeah.
You get a headache because your face is so darn grimaced for what you're actually reading. You're just like, I didn't know I could even make a face like that.
Exactly.
Apparently I can.
See, I have the tougher task. Hollywood, he only sees the best of the worst. I see all of the worst. Okay.
Right.
I see.
That's messed up. I don't know if we've ever made it to the sublime, really. They say from the sublime to the ridiculous. Oh my God!
Like when someone misspells their own name, that's a problem.
Oh, man.
When you misspell your own name, your own state, your own city,
you need help. You need help.
Or you misspell the word daddy. Like,
how do you misspell ass?
Like, really?
Just any freaking thing that they can put.
Like, where's your proofread button at? Or proofread period?
It's almost like, you know, dude, you don't have a time limit. You're at home. You have all the time in the world to compose a legible email. But instead, it's like you have second grade grammar skills, you understand, and you're rushing to send us an email trying to beat everybody else out.
Because I post a message, and then they all come crashing in. Like,
man.
It's like, it'd be like, what?
Dude.
Like, nah. Like, what happened? Like, 11,000 people cannot spell or talk or type? Like, really?
If that's the case, this is a scary-ass country.
Brother, the FEY emails would tell us a lot about the American education system, I must say. Words I see misspelled. Yeah.
It's like they make up their own words. It's all kinds of crap.
And I'm like, I said to somebody, it's not voice text. No, it's the typing garbage.
Dude.
Which makes me think they have dumbed down their own phones.
Right.
They have dumbed down their quote-unquote smartphones.
Not promise, man. I'm going to end it on this. I don't want to hear anything about no damn tag team cutting. Don't be writing a show talking about no doggone tag. We did that. One day we'll do it again because it's just so ridiculously prolific.
Exactly. Like,
who mind us about no darn tag team cousins?
To call that young man a tag team cousin, really? Really?
Nah. Dude. And I know these people that have been listening to the show.
Like,
about some tags.
That was October 14th. This has been an 8-year thing, these people. And let it go. Like, and
right.
Mercifully, Hollywood ain't put out no more music, thank God.
Yeah.
Mercifully.
That was the biggest joke of all time. I don't know what else to say, bro.
I'm standing up all around.
Dude.
Yes.
Boy, that's a hard bop. That's exactly what I call it. That's a hard bop.
Yes.
But man, this has been a dope show, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, indeed. Dope. So, in Hollywood, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. But I do want to get this story, throw it out here, that this story that we for the other hour. 85-year-old Florida man sues a drugstore after her stood out the library to not work. So, why a grown man, 85 years old, in the library to come to a bookstore?
What?
Yeah. 85-year-old Florida man sues a duck bookstore after $36 library did not work.
Okay. What was he got? I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know. Sues a duck store after $36 library didn't work. From whatever angle that is going. I do not want to know.
Yes. Like, yes, Florida. Florida's, I'm a make Florida the FBI capital of the world. Because the material I'm getting from Florida is off the chain.
It's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, every story that we basically read was somewhere either Florida or around there. I don't know what's going on. I used to live in Florida. I'm glad I moved.
I was just there on Wednesday
okay.
for a Hawks game.
Oh, for real?
They played on Orlando Magic. Is there.
In the insanity.
Yes.
Man. Florida man arrested at Burger King for not getting it his way.
I wonder what he did to not have his way. Did he pull his junk out? So I'm thinking he pulled his junk out, bro.
I'm sure. Not getting it. Florida man clad only in underwear arrested for throwing cinder blocks at deputies from the roof of Fort Myers restaurant. Sounds like drugs. Yeah, it reeks of drug activity. Reeks of crack. Oh, well, all right. Florida woman arrested after hitting man in the head with Mike's Hard lemonade bottle.
I ain't heard about that in a long time. That drink in a long time.
I had it. It's not bad. I know the pink lemonade isn't bad. That other, kind of give you a buzz too, man. Shoot. My homeboy put me on it.
Is it like a Smirnoff almost? His...
Huh?
Is it like a Smirnoff almost? Is it a Smirnoff type or something different?
No, well, it kind of reminded me of Smirnoff, but it tastes better. Like the pink lemonade was really good. The regular lemonade was all right. But subsequently, a dude named Mike put me on it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Wow.
Man, you tried Mike's lemonade? No, Mike. Have not tried Mike's R lemonade yet. Don't think I want that.
Yeah, I don't think I want anything that Mike's hard for. I don't want anything that Mike's hard. I want anything that's make they got Mike hard.
You're right. And then you put the lemonade with it, it gives off an R. Kelly vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike,
all
the way. Yeah. I
want
that.
Yeah, don't want to do it.
So anything from, I don't want anything from Mike Hart or anything lemon or yellow. I am good or that.
Yeah. Man.
I admit it. Bootleg album. High type of R&B.
Ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
But on the real tip, it was okay. This doesn't sound okay.
Yes, I admit it. I admit it, Jeff. You are a dumb as hell. I admit it.
Man. Dude, that was funny.
Yes.
I admitted the album. And if whoever put something like that out, dude, I'll lose it. That's not that. He giving off that OJ vibe.
Boy, he helped out jail. It's on and pop.
Right. I'm going to write a book called I Did It with a Small If. That can't nobody hardly see.
You know what saved him all them years, though? Aaliyah being dead. Let's be real. Aaliyah being dead saved him all them years. Him getting really comfortable.
And that was really sad.
Yes. Back, forth, in more ways than one.
Oh, for real. Because I'm going to tell you like this. If she was alive, knowing what we know about Aaliyah, she would have spilled all the tea. Yeah, he did it. And we got married. And we went to the Sybaris. For those who don't know what the Sybaris is, the Sybaris is a hotel that couples usually went to in the Chicagoland and suburban area that had a heart-shaped bed and a jacuzzi in every suite. So the young cats, after a prom or something like that, would go to the Sybaris because they felt like if they went to the Sybaris, they would really be showing a girl a good time. It was the best that we could get at the time. You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, folks, hope you enjoyed your special. We got it done for you. Emails, material. And as always, we'll say, We'll give you a spell sometime next year, sometime. Hollywood and our schedule is aligned. We can make it happen. We will give you a special Hollywood before you go any last thoughts, my brother.
Oh, man. FUIs, keep preparing and keep giving us everything that you got, because we're going to give it right on back. I'm telling you. But I must say thanks, because if it wasn't for you all and the goofiness that you exude, we probably wouldn't have a show. And mind you, these ideas came out of nowhere, just from what we was experiencing where we were. So yeah, it's organic and it's special. So the thing is keep sending us emails, you know, except the ones that I told you never to send us emails again. You know, keep giving us the material, because we're going to keep reporting on it. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, when our schedule is aligned and we have time, we're going to give you a special. And that's why it's called a special, because it's rare. So when we get together for a special, make sure you're in the house, because it's going to be something to behold.
Yes.
That's it, man.
And one last thought. Can you retire using 80s and 90s song lyrics, please? Or even, can you retire that?
Yes. Please. Because it's almost as if you're ruining the integrity of your stupidity. Like, no, why would you, I don't even know why they do that. Why are you putting song lyrics to emphasize the point you're trying to make?
Exactly.
Like, what in the hell brought that on?
Exactly. It does not help. It only hurts.
It's ridiculous already. Anyway.
Yes. But, somebody put in the chat, Usher's 2000 Confessions. Okay, touche. Everything else is 80s and 90s.
What?
Yeah, she put in the chat, Usher's 2000, though. Confessions 2000. That was a funny email. He put his own spin on Confessions. Y'all hating on him. We ain't hating on him.
Man, no, she got a... kiss my ass. That's what you better do.
That don't make it better, Tammy.
Right.
In
we said what we said. We said put a cap on it. Shoot, there was one time we said put a cap on the damn emails. It was too much. But anyway.
We'll see what they have next. Thanks. We'll see. So folks, I hope you enjoy the show. We get the show out there to you guys on the recording podcast. So, folks, for my man Hollywood Alec, it's Boss and Hollywood Show, Dwight. Boss and Hollywood Show, FBY Show, FBI Report, Dwight. So, check us out. If you guys see
like,
this
email. Do you know who we are now?
Yes.
You got it?
Boss Hollywood. Hollywood Boss. FBI Report, FBY Show. We got it. So next show, I don't hear nobody tell me if we got our name. I told you 4 times in a row.
Right. Get it together or leave it alone, please. Folks, Lord have mercy.
Folks, thank you again. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know.